Well, you've written to George Osborne. What have you said in your letter?
Very simply, that there are questions that Mr. Osborne has to answer, which he is refusing to answer so far. The law of the land, the Act, is very clear. It is that if you do anything that may facilitate a donation from somebody who isn't a permitted donor, and that's the case of this Russian gentleman, then that is a crime. It's an offence. And we've got the allegations from Mr. Rothschild and Mr. Goodwin that something like that happened. Mr. Osborne won't answer the questions from journalists. David Cameron is covering up for him, and he has to answer these questions. Otherwise, the law of the land has to investigate what happened.
But it's not in dispute, is it, that no money was received from the Conservatives, so they haven't actually broken the law?
That's not what the law says. It is actually the Act of facilitating a donation, and what we just need to do is get clear answers to my questions, which are pretty simple journalistic type ones. Who did you talk to? When did you talk? Did you bring somebody else in to have a discussion? Now, if the answers to all of those are no, or the answers are absolutely above board, then the story's over. But so far, Mr. Osborne won't answer those questions. Mr. Cameron's covering up for him. And if you actually read the law, not listen to Mr. Osborne's attempts to stop this scandal being investigated, if you read the law, then it's pretty clear that what happened is in breach of the Act.
But meanwhile, Peter Mandelson, the new business secretary, he was EU trade commissioner when he met this Russian oligarch on his yacht. I mean, wasn't he acting improperly?
What Mr. Mandelson did as an unelected Brussels bureaucrat is a question for Mr. Mandelson. What he didn't do was to have discussions about possible donations, the very act of which is actually a breach in law. I don't think people understand how tough the new laws are. It is what led Metropolitan Police for a year to investigate Tony Blair on loans for peerages. They didn't find anything, but people were arrested and homes were raided. It's what led to the destruction of Peter Hain's career in the cabinet because of a bookkeeping error in the deputy party leadership elections, nothing to do with the main party stuff. So that's the law of the land. Mr. Osborne knows it. He should know it. We've got people saying these conversations did take place. All I want is for Mr. Osborne to answer the questions he refused to answer yesterday and for Mr. Cameron to take a scalpel to this whole problem and get the matter cleared up.